is Luke 11:29-36. When the crowds were increasing, he began to say, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign shall be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah became a sign to the men of Nineveh, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South will arise at the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, something greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will arise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it in a cellar or under a bushel, but on a stand, that those who enter may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is sound, your whole body is full of light. But when it is not sound, your body is full of darkness. Therefore, be careful, lest the light in you be darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, it will be wholly bright, as when a lamp with its rays gives you light." There's always many, many ways to come at the scripture. I think a good entry into these two passages follows up on what we had yesterday, the theme of obedience that Jesus was talking about, hearing the word of God and keeping it. There's this encounter with the crowd. The crowd is asking for something of Jesus. They want a sign. They want miracles. They want something spectacular. And Jesus has a confrontation here. He rebukes them and says, only the sign of Jonah will be given them. What was the sign of Jonah? What Jonah did was preach repentance to the Ninevites. He didn't want to, and he tried to flee from that. And the sign, the marked thing in Jonah's story, is the 3 days in the belly of the whale, and his repentance, and then going on with the mission and preaching to the Ninevites. Jesus is foreshadowing. He knows what will come, and the sign that will come is 3 days in the belly of the earth. But we have a contrast with the sign of Jonah. For Jonah ended up in the belly of the whale out of disobedience, out of fleeing from the Lord's will. And we know of our Lord that he went through his passion, his death, and into the tomb out of obedience. Not my will, Father, but yours be done. The sign that was given is therefore greater than Jonah. The one showing the sign is greater than Jonah. The reason for obedience and to follow that model is greater than the Ninevites had, who responded in a remarkable way to the message of repent. In sackcloth and ashes, the whole city, even the beasts repented. The lighting of the lamp and the bushel and the cellar can be confusing. The light's coming in, the light's going out. How is the light working? If we look at this through the lens of obedience and think about our lives, what dulls our light, which obstructs the light shining from us, and also obstructs the light being able to come into us, is sin. And we've heard the word of the Lord. We are convicted at times of something, but most of the time we know that this is wrong. I'm tempted, and we know the effect that has in dulling us, in keeping us from the light, the true light, the full light, the light that is supposed to fill us up is Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit. So what we're getting at here is, first of all, the light of God active in our lives, and that light shining through us. We don't make the light, but we can carry the light. The light comes out through us, and it also enters us. Where is our eye looking? What are we fixing our gaze upon? Are we looking to the light and letting the light shine through us? Or are we looking to the darkness? Are we finding ways to avert our gaze, or to try to deflect the gaze of others away from those things that we're shameful of? the exhortation then here is in part to let the light help us to live in the obedience. So live in the way that the Lord gives us. We don't do that on our own strength, but it's possible that that light would fill us wholly and entirely. That's what it wants to do, and we can participate that and agree to that, just as the men of Nineveh responded to the word of Jonah. We've been given the full word of Jesus, and we can respond and let that light have its effect both in us and through us.